At least two women have lost their lives in Saudi artillery shelling of Yemen's Hadja province. Earlier, Saudi fighter jets pounded targets in southern Yemen. The airstrikes targeted different areas in the city of Hormuzgan in Aden province. At least 52 people have been killed in a massive landslide in a remote part of Afghanistan's northeastern Badakhshan province. Officials say the landslide happened in a district near the border with Tajikistan. Badakhshan is one of the poorest regions of Afghanistan and regularly suffers huge landslides. South Africa is set to join the international boycott campaign against Israel over its aggressive policies against Palestinians. The South African Communist Party and the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement say they'll soon unveil a plan of action against Israel. A Palestinian teenager who was shot by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank has died from his injuries. The teenage boy was injured when Israeli forces opened fire at Palestinian protesters in a village near the city of Jenin on Monday. The UK economy has grown far slower than expected in the first quarter of 2015. The Office for National Statistics said that gross domestic product grew by 0.3% between January and March. Economists had predicted an expansion of 0.5%. The figures were released just days ahead of general elections. The UN envoy to Syria has officially asked Iran to participate in the next international conference on the situation in Syria. Staffan de Mistura said he expected Iran to have a very active participation in the forthcoming Geneva consultations. Iran hasn't yet responded to the invitation. And Iraqi forces are getting prepared to launch a major operation to flush out the ISIL terrorists from two regions. Officials say troops and advanced weapons have already been deployed to the front line in Diyala province and the city of Samarra. They've given assurances that there are enough forces to liberate those regions.